From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kerry and Lavrov speaking today in Switzerland. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are meeting today in Lausanne, Switzerland, for the first time since breaking off talks over how to resolve the crisis in Syria. Meantime, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is concerned about the situation in Aleppo and Russia's continued bombing of the eastern part of the city where rebels are in control.
Despite terrible toll in human lives and suffering, and despite the strong objections of the international community, we must find a way to overcome the current stalemate in Syria.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo, which has seemingly become a ground zero in Syria's five-year war. Officials in Iraq say a suicide bombing in Baghdad has killed at least 19 people and wounded 50 others. Some accounts have a considerably higher death toll. Authorities say the attack happened Saturday in Iraq's capital, where people had gathered for a funeral. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the assault. The Islamic State group, however, has carried out similar bombings, targeting Iraq's Shiite majority, whom Islamic State considers to be heretics. The bombing comes as Iraq's security forces are planning an offensive to retake the militant-held northern city of Mosul from Islamic State. Three people have been arrested in the U.S. state of Kansas for allegedly planning an attack on a mosque in a housing complex. Reports said the suspects are members of a right-wing militia. If the three defendants are convicted, they face a maximum sentence of life in prison. The attack is believed to have targeted a Somali immigrant community. The area of Kansas has a meatpacking plant that employs a diverse immigrant population. This is VOA News. Nearly 200 of the world's nations have reached a historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioners, which is a major step in the fight against climate change. The agreement was announced today in Kigali, Rwanda. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Rwanda before heading for Switzerland.
It's a monumental step forward that addresses the needs of individual nations, but it will give us the opportunity to reduce the warming of the planet by an entire half a degree centigrade. It represents multilateral patience and diplomacy and efforts over a long period of time.
Factory-made hydrofluorocarbon gases, or HFCs, were introduced decades ago as an alternative to ozone-depleting chemicals, but it turned out to be a cause of global warming. Their danger has risen as the sales of refrigerators and air conditioners have soared in emerging countries like China and India. Air conditioning is responsible for the largest growth in HFCs, according to the Berkeley National Laboratory, which estimates another 700 million air conditioners will be in use by 2030. In this week's address, President Obama highlighted the White House Frontiers Conference, which he attended in the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where many of America's leading innovators came together to discuss how science can empower people through science, technology, and innovation. One scientific breakthrough was especially meaningful to him.
I met a young man who'd been paralyzed for more than a decade, but thanks to breakthrough brain implants, today he can not only move a prosthetic arm, but actually feel with the fingers.
The president said the advances the U.S. has made as a nation demonstrate how investing in science and technology can help develop new jobs and industries and new discoveries that improve lives, and that innovation is in our nation's DNA. The president chided those who ignore scientific facts.
It's not just that they're saying that climate change is a hoax or trotting out a snowball on the Senate floor. It's that they're also doing everything they can to gut funding for research and development. The kinds of investments that brought us breakthroughs like GPS and MRIs and put Siri on our smartphones.
The Obama administration.
That's not who we are.
The Obama administration has invested over $1 billion in scientific programs he says are essential to improving and defending American lives. The Obama administration has announced the easing of restrictions on Cuba in an attempt to create more economic opportunities between the two countries. The changes that will take place on October 17th are another step in President Obama's plan to normalize relations with Cuba. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.